I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Word around horticultural circles is houseplants are back. With a growing interest in having greenery indoors and the benefit of air purification, houseplants are being used by interior designers to create a cozy, natural inside look. We're not just talking about spider plants and aloe. Large tropicals such as rubber trees and monstera or Swiss cheese plant are gracing many homes. These do take up space, but are low maintenance as long as they're in a bright room with the soil kept evenly moist. If you're interested in good air purifiers, Boston ferns are becoming popular again. They're best grown in hanging baskets in a bright room with indirect light and high humidity. They can get messy with lots of dead ferns if the humidity is too low. Try hanging one in a brightly lit bathroom to enjoy a morning shower with you. Calathea is a group of houseplants mostly grown for their large, oval, scalloped leaves that are dark green on top and burgundy on the bottom. Rattlesnake plant is a 2-foot-tall, lance-shaped calathea with attractive spotted leaves. Newer varieties feature other leaf colors such as pink, purple, and red. Many calatheas grow only 1 foot tall and fit on a table or plant stand. They require minimal light and only occasional watering to stay happy. Finally, the king of houseplants has to be Clivia. This amaryllis relative has similar dark green lance-shaped leaves. It blooms with a cluster of flowers that are commonly orange, but newer varieties can be yellow or red. They're easy to care for and, once happy, bloom reliably each winter. Unfortunately, some can be expensive, with some exclusive varieties going for $900 a plant. I'll stick with the common orange types and get divisions from friends or family members. And now for this week's tip. Wrap broadleaf evergreens such as rhododendrons now with burlap to protect them from winter winds. Don't let the burlap touch the foliage, though, or it'll wick away moisture from the leaves. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about squash for pies. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.